Okay, we're starting here at the bottom of Kav Gimel and Bet with the third parak of Kinim, which Chazal have said, as we know from the Akdama, from the Mishnah and Avot, that Kinim is Heim Hein Gufei Halachot. This is the parak that they're referring to, in which the progression of the Masechta gets harder and harder as it moves along, and the cases become more and more complex. What's nice about it is that it's actually built on the previous cases. So as it gets more complex, it really gives you the background or the information you need to know to move the more complex Mishnayot. And that is exactly how Mishnah Aleph in Perek Gimel begins, is Bamed Dvar Mamurim. Bamed Dvar Mamurim is already referencing back to Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, we had this Mishnah. I have it here. If you look in the charts, you can see under Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, repeated what we saw back in that Perek, which is that when you had Achat Lezu, Vachat Lezu, O Shtaim Lezu, Vishtaim Lezu, or shalosh lezu v'shalosh lezu. So they had pairs of birds. Either Rachel and Leah say here, one has one pair, another one has another pair, or they have two pairs each, or they have three pairs each. In that case, the Mishnah concluded that was mechsa kasher u'mechsa pasul. Over there, you can be makriv, an ola, and a chatat. One ola and one chatat for sure you're safe with. Because if you're makriv, the ola, then it could be from any one of the four birds. And that's fine, because at least one in each cane was designated to be an ola. If you're makriv a chatat, also miman of shach, you're okay. Either it's the match, the pair for the ola that you brought, or it's the chatat that belongs to the other woman. The problem is when you come to bird number three and number four, over there you cannot be makriv them, because now what are you going to do? You're going to bring them as an ola. There's a risk that the ola that you bring now is actually the pair for the first ola that you brought. And then you're bringing two olot from one woman. And the same thing would be true of a chatat. Therefore, we allow you to bring one ola, one chatat, mechsa, half. We bring an ola and a chatat. And the other two are the mita. Right, so they'll have to bring, the shutfut, they'll have to bring together afterwards, another pair of birds together, jointly, that are makriv as ola and chatat. And wherever it needs the ola or the chatat, it will belong to them. They will forfeit their ownership to each other in order that they're yotze. He'll say whoever the chatat belongs to is their chatat. But what the women will say is they'll purchase a pair of birds together and say, if the ola, if I need an ola, then this is my ola. If you need an ola, it's your ola. If I need a chatat, it's my chatat. If you need a chatat, it's your chatat. And the kohen will be makriv, the korbanot, from whoever needs it. So that's how they deal with the problem after the fact. But the Mishnah is not really interested in that. The Mishnah is only interested in what we do with the birds. And the same will be true of Shtaim Lezu, Shtaim Lezu, and Shalosh Lezu, the Shalosh Lezu, which is that half of them you can be makriv, olot and chatot, half olot, half chatot, and the other half will be the mita. And you can see that here. And that's right, you can see exactly that. That layout, that half of the birds are okay to go on the Mizbeach, the other half are not. Again, of the half that are allowed to go on the Mizbeach, 50% of them are olot, 50% of them are chatot. On that, the Mishnah says, Bamed Dvarim Omerim. When is that the case? Bekoin Animlach. That's when he comes to ask us a question. When he comes to Beit Din and says, what should I do? When he comes to Beit Din and says, what should I do? We tell him, have the birds and make an olana chatat out of it. And that's it. Aval. But what happens? Bekoin Shenu Nimlach. He didn't bother to ask the question. So then you have on the next page in the charts, when he doesn't bother to ask the question, and instead he says, Achat lezu, v'achat lezu, shtaim lezu, shtaim lezu, shalosh lezu, v'shalosh lezu. That same case that we saw back on Perek Aleph. But he did this time, v'sa kulan demalo. He decides that he's going to do all of them as olot. That was what he decided. He thought they were all olot. He made a mistake. Whatever it is, he thinks that the whole grouping here are going to be olot, and he does all of them as olot. Again, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul, but for a different reason. Over here, when he does all of them as olot, we know within the grouping, 50% of the birds are olot. 50% of the birds are chataot. We don't know which is which. But over here, since all of them are olot, at least 50% of the birds he got right. Because they are olot. But Rimon of Shach, he got two olot, and he messed up two birds. If you have two and two. If you have four and four, four of the birds he got right, because they need four olot. Four of the birds he got wrong. So as opposed to in the first case where you get a match or a pair where it's an ola and a chatat based on what we would recommend if he came to us. Here we put them all on as olot, then 50% of them are olot and good olot, the other 50% are the mita, because they really should have been chataot, and he brought them as olot. Then, if we continue like this, instead of asking, he did kulam namato, he decided that they were all chataot. On the next page you can see this, which is if they're kulan chataot, then he did all of them namato, again, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. Then half are good and half are bad. Half are good because, again, at least 50% of them need to be chataot. So those chataot are fine. The other 50% that shouldn't have been chataot are lemito. So again, he is successful getting 50% right, but again, different than the case that we saw in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, the case was that he got 50% olot, 50% chataot, right out of the 50%. But over here, he's going to get 50% of the chataot are good in their yotze, the other 50% are psulim, because they shouldn't have been brought as chataot, they should have been brought as olot. Then in the last case here, if he doesn't ask, but he decides to do sachetziam lamala, vichetziam lamato. Does 50% above and 50% below. I mean, he does 50% olot and 50% chataot, which is what it should be. It should be. Half of them should be olot and half of them should be chataot. The problem we have is we don't know if he succeeded because he could have messed it up. He could, in this case, ended up putting on both olot for one woman and both chataot for the next woman. So therefore, out of all these cases here, one olah will be, of the two olot will be kasher. And one chatat out of the two chatot will be kasher mimonav shach. Because even if we did the worst scenario is that the Rachel got both olot and Leah got both chatot. In that instance, the olah that went to Rachel was kasher, because she needed one olah. The chatat that went to Leah, that chatat is kasher. Okay, the other chatat is no good because she brought two from the same woman as chatot. But at least one of them is good. If you got it right, then both olot and chatot were right. But over here, he ends up actually in the same position as if he had asked us what to do. He ends up bringing all four birds to the Mizbeach, which he shouldn't have done. But by bringing all four birds to the Mizbeach, he ends up with an outcome that is 50% olot, 50% chataot, out of the 50% that are good. Similar to what if he had asked us. If he had asked us, we would tell him, put one olah on, one chatat on, and the other two are the mitah. Over here, he put all four on, and he ends up in the same case, which is he ends up with one olah, one chatat, and two that are psulim. Right, so the same thing will be true with shtayim lezu, or shalosh lezu, shalosh lezu. In all of these cases, 50% of them he will succeed at, and within those 50%, 50% of them will be olot, and 50% will be chataot. We reviewed here that Mishnah in Perek Aleph that did achat lezu, achat lezu. Now here in the next Mishnah is going to review another Mishnah that we had in Perek Aleph. So on the next page, we'll review that Mishnah again, which is a case here where you have multiple women, but each one of the women has a different number of birds. And that is, achat lezu, shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu, eser lezu. So here in the chart they showed you, Rachel has a pair of birds, Leah has two pairs of birds, Bilhah has three pairs, and Zilpah has 10 pairs of birds. And then there was another woman had 100, which I didn't put on the chart, but there's also a woman had a male lezu. In this case, what's the din with regards to this in the first perek? So in the first perek, the answer was hama'at kasher. The one who has the least amount, that is what's kasher here. So you can bring an olah and a chatat over here. You can bring an olah chatat because at a minimum you succeed at bringing one olah and one chatat. Because if you got Rachel's birds, then you did it right. If you got anybody else's birds, there's at least one olah and one chatat in everybody else's birds. So at a minimum, if you do an olah and a chatat, you're for sure okay. Once you move beyond that, we're in trouble, or we're scared to do that, because, for instance, what happens if the olah was from Rachel's group, and the chatat was from Leah's group? Now you go to the third bird, and you bring it as an olah. That olah could also be from Rachel, and that means that you're bringing two olot from Rachel, which we wouldn't allow. Therefore, two of them are ksherim, one olah, one chatat. The remainder here, the other 30 birds, are the mitah, because we can't do anything with them, we don't know what to do. So again, we have a case here where the Kohen decided to do it on his own, and lo nimlach. So that's the next page. He decides not to ask a question, and he did esan kulan lamalo. He does all of them as olot. So actually over here, it's different than before. He actually benefits by doing all the malo. We wouldn't tell him to do this lechatchila, but once he's done it again, because you're bringing psulim to the mikzbeach, we don't allow you to do it when you're uncertain how to bring the korban. We're not going to allow you to bring the korban, because there's going to be mistakes here. Over here, he has 16 birds that he's done wrong, that are psulim, that he brought to the Mizbeach. The other 16 birds he gets okay, and that's why. The olot here, if he brings them all as olot, we know that the women here have 50% olot and 50% chatot. So he's right at least 50% of the time. So out of the 32 birds that he brought as olot, at least 16 of them should be olot and successful olot. That means every woman has her olah that was brought. All of them will have to fill in now their chatot, but at least the olot he was successful at, and that's what the Mishnah says here. Then kulan namato on the next page, if he does all of them as chataot over here, if he puts them all on as chataot, all 32 birds are in the chataot, then again mechsa kashir or mechsa pasul for the same reason. Over in the birds that we have here, the 32 birds, we know 50% of them are supposed to be olot, and 50% of them are supposed to be chatot. So on the 50% that are supposed to be chatot, he's successful at bringing them. And therefore you have 16 chataot, which are good. That means every woman's chatat is fine. The olot all fail because he brought them as chatot. So you have 16 good chatot, the other 16 birds will be psulim, and therefore they'll all have to replace the olot. They'll have to bring olot to replace that which they had. Now, the next case, which is the more complicated case, is what happens if he does mechsa lemalo and mechsa lemato. Just chetzi lemalo and chetzi lemato, which is on the next page, does half above and half below. That means he does 16 olot and 16 chatot. Now, that's really what should be, but we know the problem. The problem already is, likelihood or the possibility is, that he brought them from a single woman. There's a possibility that he brought all the olot, for instance, from Rachel, Leah, and Bilhah. All the olot that he had to bring, he has 16 olot here, he brought all of those were olot. So all of their second birds are psulot. Because he mixed up, he brought them all as olot. And then he maybe brought all of Zilpah's as chatot. So over there again, only half of hers need to be chatot. Only 10 out of the 20 birds that she needs to bring need to be chatot. So he'll be successful at 10. The answer is, we'll explain this. Hamruba kasher. The number of birds that are contained within the woman who has the largest number of birds, that number of birds is kasher. Zilpah has 20 birds. So the Mishnah is saying that 20 birds here, out of the birds that he brought, are kasherim. 50% of them will be olot, and 50% of them will be chatot. You have 10 olot that are successful, 10 chatot that are successful. We don't know for which woman, but at least 20 out of the 32 are successful. Why? So this, the Mishnah says, is zaklau. This is the principle. The principle that the Mishnah establishes, kol makom, she'ein ata yechol achlok et hakinim ad shehu mishel isha achat ben milamala and ben limatan hamruba kasher. The second klal. This Mishnah deals with the second half of the klal. Mishnah before, which we dealt with in Mishnah Aleph, is the first half of the klal, and we'll go back to that in a second to go back over that. The second half of the klal is kol makom she'ein ata yechol achlok et hakinim ad shehu mishel isha achat ben milamala and ben limatan hamruba kasher. So what happens here is, if there's no possibility here, if you're dividing up the birds in such a way that one woman will get all the olot and one woman will get all the chatot. So as a contrast to that, let's go back to Mishnah Aleph. In Mishnah Aleph, the last case in Mishnah Aleph is a good example of that, and I have the klal, the beginning of the klal over there, and the Mishnah Aleph, which is kol makom shatei yechol achlok et hakinim. In this case, in this klal, in this principle, over here you have four birds. Out of those four birds, if I divide the birds up, I can bring two olot and two chatot. Two of those olot could belong to Rachel, and two of chatot could go to Leah. The way you divide the birds, all the birds can fit into a single woman. Rachel could have all the olot, and Leah could have all the chatot. And if you move to the next scenario, where they have four each, out of the eight, he brings four and four. All four olot could have been Rachel's birds. All four chatot could have been Leah's birds. In that case, where we can divide or subdivide the birds to the point where all of the olot will belong to one woman and all the chatot will belong to another woman, then we say the principle, mechsa kasher and mechsa pasul. But in our case, where that is not true, in the case here at the end of bed, where you have the women with different numbers of birds, over here, you can't subdivide that way. We have 32 birds here. 16 olot and 16 chatot. No matter how you divide these birds, Zilpah will have to end up with some of her olot on the Mizbeach. So let's say, for instance, 16 olot. Let's say all of Rachel's birds, all of Leah's birds, and all of Bilhah's birds were brought as olot. How many is that? 12 birds. 12 birds are brought as olot. You still have four more olot that are left over that he brought. So at least four of Zilpah's birds ended up as olot on the Mizbeach. So over here, you can't have it that if you brought all of the olot, they would belong to the single women along the way. Because there's too many birds. And too many birds mean that Zilpah automatically will have some of her birds go on the Mizbeach as olot. And if you say the other 16 chatatot came out of Zilpah, so let's just think about this.
The better way of saying can't be a scenario where for any one woman, perverts are mixed between the two types.
Right, right, correct, correct. If any one woman has a mix of birds, then the principle is amruba kasher. If all the women can have a single type of bird, ola or chatat, given to them, then the din is mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. Okay, let's explain this. Let's do the scenario. We have 16 olot and 16 chatot. Let's assume that he messed up and he brought all of Rachel's birds as olot, all of Leah's birds as olot, all of Bilhah's birds as olot. If he does that, then at least half of their birds are okay. He brought all of them as olot. You have 12 birds. Out of those 12 birds, 6 of them are good olot. Now let's go to Zilpah. The remaining 4 birds you need to bring as he brought as olot are Zilpah's birds for sure. And therefore, those 4 olot are also good. That means if I take 6 plus 4, I have 10 olot that are good. Now let's look at Zilpah. The remaining birds of Zilpah, he brought 16 chatot for Zilpah. Out of Zilpah's 20 birds, 10 of them need to be chatot. So out of those 16 chatot he brings, 10 of them are kasher. That means he gets 10 olot and 10 chatot that are kshirim. If that's the case, 20 of the birds are good. 20 of the birds are good. Half of them olot, half of them chatot are good. And the same thing would be true if you did the other way around, with chatot. Let's say the 16 chatot were brought from Rachel, Leah, Bilhah's birds. We're all chatot. That's 12 birds. So over there you have 12 chatot that were brought out of their birds. Out of those birds, 50% of them need to be chatot. So 6 of them are good chatot. Now, 16 birds in total that were brought as chatot. You only accounted for 12. There are another 4 that were brought as chatot. Those were brought from Zilpah's birds. Zilpah's birds, 4 chatot, she needed to bring 10. So 4 of those are good chatot. So I have 4 plus the 6 I got from the first women, that's 10 chatot that are good. Then the remaining 16 birds of olot you brought all from Zilpah. Those 16 olot you brought from Zilpah, Zilpah, how many olot is she supposed to bring? She has 20 birds there, 10 of them olot, 10 of them chatot. So out of the 16 olot you bring for Zilpah, 10 of them are good olot. So you have 10 good olot, 10 good chatot, which is 20. Zilpah's number of birds is 20. So I'm Rubeh. The one who has the most birds, Zilpah, 20 birds, are good. Out of the 32 birds he brings, 20 of them are good. Half being alot, half being chatot. 10 alot and 10 chatot.
By saying this, we're not trying to say...
This doesn't determine who the birds belong to. It just tells us the number that are ksherim. Again, we'll have to do the same thing. The women together will have to pool together to bring the number of birds that they need in order to get the right combinations that they need. We're just telling you the number of birds that are ksherim, and then the number that are psulot, but not who they're designated to in terms of women. By the sheer numbers, 8 of them for sure for Zilpah are correct. Her other 8 are besafik. So then they'll have to pull together to get the points. All the other women at minimum of half of them are okay. So just let's do how work it out. If you have 32 birds, 20 of them are good. That means 12 are no good. They're going to have to bring 12 now. Why are they going to bring 12? For Zilpah, we said 8 birds for sure are okay. That means that she has a remaining 12 birds that are besafik. The other women together have 12 birds. At a minimum, 50% of their birds are okay. So they have to bring 6 birds. So what they'll end up doing is they'll bring 6 bishutfut im Zilpah, and Zilpah have to bring an additional 6 above that to account for the excess number she has above them. But you will bring 12 more birds. 6 of them will be joint between the first 3 women and Zilpah. The other 6 will be Zilpah on her own. And that will make up for the missing birds. So that's what you'll do. The 12 birds, 6 of them will be joined through all the women. Minimum, Rachel will be joined in one of them. Leah will be joined in 2 of them. Bilhah will be joined in 3 of them. Zilpah will be joined in, all of them, with all of them. And then 6 she'll bring by herself. And that's how they'll work it out. I'm saying the mission's not giving us the solution. I'm telling you what the solution is, and that's to make up the 12 that you're missing. It's not automatic, it's just by definition, once Zilpahs are involved, they're looking at the worst case. The worst case scenario is that you brought all the olot from the other women, and then you have leftover. And looking at the worst case scenario, they can see that at minimum we have 20 that are ksherim. So that's all they did, they looked at the worst case scenario. If you go through all the other permutations, you might have more that are good. It's a possibility you got all 32 right. But we have to account for the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario, and that's what they did. As long as you look at the worst case scenario, you'll know the minimum that you have that are ksherim. The minimum is 20 are ksherim. There might be more. That the kohen messed up and he took all the olot that he brought were for the other women. So he brought no chatot for them. That's the worst case that you can have. Because at minimum, each woman has one olah and one chatat. So you can only mess up one for each woman at best. At the best case scenario is they got it right for every woman. He brought an olah, chatat for everyone, and all 32 are ksherim. So all they did is looked at best case, worst case. The best case is 32 ksherim. The worst case is 20 ksherim. And that's it. From based on that, that's how they came up with the principle. Right, so next Mishnah, this all should be familiar to you now, because this was in Zvachim. And of course, in Zvachim, when they picked up the Mishnayot in Kinim, they picked up the hardest Mishnayot in Kinim, because they wanted to prove something. They needed something in the last Mishnah, and so they brought all these Mishnayot to get us to that last point that they wanted to make. So over here, let's start. Chatat b'zu, v'olah b'zu. Chatat b'zu means Rachel has a chatat, and Leah has an olah. They brought a Cain b'iruv. They joined together, they pulled their resources, and bought two birds. Rachel needed a chatat, Leah needed the olah. And the Kohen, velo nimlach a Kohen, the Kohen does not ask them what he should do. And then, Asa, what did he do? Kulan the malon. He did all of them above, he made them all olot. In that case, then you have Mechsa kasher, Mechsa pasul. Rachel's is no good, because she needed a chatat, and instead she got an olah. Leah, who needed to bring an olah, she's fine because she got her olah. The other case where it's kulan the maton, he does them all as chataot. Then again, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. Half for shirim, half for pasul. The chatat is good, which is Rachel's, is fine. Leah, who needed to bring an olah, she has a problem now because it was brought as a chatat instead. Then if he does chetzi on the malon and chetzi on the maton, does half of them above, half of them below, I mean, does one as an olah, one as a chatat, then shtehen psulot. Then we're out, because we assume that he brought the chatat lamala as an olah, and he brought the olah lamata as a chatat. He messed up. He did exactly opposite of what he's supposed to do. And therefore, we assume, because Shani Omer, I say, chatat kreva lamala, he brought Rachel's chatat and made it as an olah, and he brought Leah's olah lamatan as a chatat. All right, here, whether they brought them biruv, or whether they got mixed together, they were defined. This is not a stuma. This is a mifureshet. The two possibilities are here at the Mishnah. Either that it was they brought them together and it was mifureshet, or it's a case of amed dvarim mamurim. Again, back in the first parak, if you remember, if one olah got mixed up with many chatot, kulam yamutu. One chatat got mixed up with a lot of olot, kulam yamutu. So say it's a scenario like that. They got mixed up and the coin was lo nimlach. He didn't ask a question, then he brought them. So that's another way. Either one of those two scenarios, this case will be the same. It's a case where the olah and the chatat were defined already. And since they're defined, it's not like the cases before. We had a stuma where the kohen can make the decision after the fact.
One of them needed an olah, Rachel needed an olah.
Oh, what do you do afterwards? So you're asking me, what's the solution here? The olah can be brought as an edavah, so no problem. Chatat ha'of is the only korban that can be brought b'safek. Because nothing goes on the mizbeach. The dam goes on the mizbeach, the rest is eaten by the kohen, and we tell the kohen, don't eat it. Chatat, a bird, is the only one can be Baba Safek, and that's how you'll solve the problem here. Next, Mishnah Dalit. Chatat ve'ola ustuma u'mufereshet. Here's the case. You have a chatat that belongs, that was defined, let's say for Rachel. You have an ola for Leah. Then you have a pair of birds that are not defined. And then a pair of birds that were mufereshet, that were defined. So you have an ola chatat. Again, you can see this in the Paragim, Mishnah Dalit. You can see the layout of the birds. Then, Shtei Nashim, assume here that it was two women that bought the kinim together, or again, a possibility where they flew together. We had these, and then they all flew together, and now we're there in a grouping together. V'lo nimlach ha'kohen. Kohen doesn't ask a question, and he asah. Either he didn't ask the women what they wanted, or in a case where they were mixed together, and he doesn't ask us what the din is, at kulam yamutu, instead he puts them on his be'ach. So again, the scenario is kulam the ma'ala. If he does, asah kulam the ma'alan, if he did all of them above, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. Again, he did all of them olot. In terms of the olot, the one is the two that were defined as chataot are no good. Right? Both the mifureshet, the kan mifureshet, and the ones that had their defined before, those chataot are no good. The olot are fine. With the stuma, you have the same thing. A stuma is made up of an olah and a chatat. So the olah from the stuma will be fine. The chatat from the stuma will be problematic. And therefore, you'll end up with a case where you have mechsa kasher or mechsa pasul. And the same will be true in the reverse scenario, which is kulan namato. If you put all of them below, then you have mechsa kasher or mechsa pasul. Half are kasher, half are pasul. Because, again, in the pairs that there have their chataot defined, you did fine. The olot from those pairs are no good. In the stuma is made up of one olah and one chatat, so the chatat will be fine. The olah will not be fine. And therefore, you basically have three chataot and no olot that are brought here. Now, if he does, chetzian namalon vechetzian namaton. So again, in this scenario where he does half above and half below, then you have a case where four of them are psulot, the gamre. We know that right away, four of them are problematic because they are defined birds. And what we'll assume, and that's what the Mishnah says, I will assume, Shani Omer, that the chatat was kreva lamalon and the olah lamaton. You messed up. The chatat that was defined, and the chatat and the mufresh he did as olot. And the olot that he had of Leah's olah, and the olah the mufresh he did below. So those four are psulot. Now from the stuma, out of the stuma, he did half above and half below. So over there, you have the preda that went above is defined as an olah, and the preda that went down below is considered a chatat, because that is your worst case scenario. So in the worst case scenario, at least one of the birds is an olah, and one of the birds is a chatat that he was successful at. The worst case scenario is where he messes up the chatat of Rachel, olah, v'leah, and the mifreshet. The only left rest is stuma. Well, he's doing half above, half below, so he got one chatat, one olah, the stuma is fine. Again, the other scenarios are where he gets other pieces of it right. If he gets other pieces of it right, then at minimum, he's got at least one chatat and one olah that is done over here. And therefore, vid mit chaleket b'neihem, and they'll subdivide it. Again, this is the scenario in all these other situations, which is, they'll have, each of them have now successfully brought an olah and a chatat, they can divide it up. If they want, one can keep the olah, one can keep the chatat, or they'll share and they'll have to bring additional birds to make up the missing pieces and do it all tonight. Alright, so that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Now we move on to Mishnah Hey. So here, the case of a chatat shenirvar b'chovot, which is the Mishnah from Perek Aleph, which is chatat shenirvar b'chovot. If you have a chatat that gets mixed up with kinei chova that are stumot, then ain't kasher l'kamein chatot shebechova. Then you're only, the number of chatot that are good or the number of chatot that are in the pairs that are undefined. Because you can bring, you have, say one chatat flew into three pairs of birds. So now, when that one chatat throws into three pairs of birds, you have a total of seven birds now. The chatat, plus the six that were stumot. Go ahead and bring three chatot. If I bring three chatot, mimar of shacham okay. Either I brought the three from the stumot, which do have three chatot amongst them, or I brought the chatat from the bird that flew in, plus two of the stumot. In that case, I'm fine. Problem is when you move to the fourth bird. If you move to the fourth bird and bring it as a chatat, now I'm at risk that all four of those birds were from the stumot. And I'm bringing one chatat that doesn't belong there. I brought three chatot already from the stumot, and now bring a fourth chatat from the stumot, and that's problematic. So I can't go to a fourth chatat. In terms of olot, can't bring any. Because I have the risk that that chatat that flew in there could be the olah. So you can't bring any olot. So the number of olot, the chatot that will be kasherim, are the number of chovot stumot that you have there. So you hear in the case of a scenario where you have one chatat that flew into three stumot, three chatot will be okay in that scenario. And the same is true when you have one olah that flies into olot that way. Stumot, you have the same din. So that's a chatat shenirvar b'chovah, is the repeat from the Mishnah in the first parak. Then, b'med dvarim amurim, that's missing from the Mishnah, b'med dvarim amurim, that's b'kohen nimlach. But, if he did not, b'kohen she'enu nimlach, if a kohen did not ask us what to do, and then went ahead and did whatever he wanted, in a case where chovah shnayim b'chatat, in a case where the kinei stumot are double the number of chataot kvuot that we have here. So in a scenario where you have two chataot kvuot, and you have two pairs of stumot. So you have four birds in the stumot, and you have two chataot. So together you're going to have six birds now. And he does half of them namalo, and half of them namato. He does three above and three below. In that case, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. Half the birds are kshirim, and half the birds are psulot. Why? Because here you have this, out of the six birds, he's done three olot and three chatot. Out of the three olot, at a minimum, one of the olot is good. Because you only had two chatot kvuot that flew in here. So even if those two were brought as olot and they're psulot, the third one came from the stuma. So at minimum, one olah is kshera. Now with the chatot, with the three chatot he brought, there a minimum of two are good. He could brought up all three of those chatot could have come from the stumot. And since all three of those would come from the stumot need at least two, a minimum of two chatot. So in that case, at least a minimum of two chatot are good. So that's what it means, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul, two chatot, and one olah out of that grouping is ksheira. Now, on the other case where the chatat is shnayim bechova, in the reverse scenario, where you have twice as many chatot as you have of the chovot, so let's say in this case you have four chatot, and one pair of birds. Four chatot and one pair of birds that are stumot. So now together you have six birds. In that case, haminyan shebechovah kasher. Whatever is the number in the chovah is ksheira, which means that you only get two. Two that are good. So when he does 50% above and 50% below, so he has six birds, he has three olot and three chatot. In the three chatot, at minimum, two of those chatot are good. Because either he got from the four chataot that flew in there, he got all three of them, and that's for sure, they're all good. Or he got the three chataot, two of them were from the undefined gain, and one of them was from the chataot that flew in. That's the case. You have, again, two chataot that at a minimum are good. In terms of the olot, none of them are good, because the three olot that he brought could all be from those chatot kvot, the four chatot kvot that flew in. And so none of those are good. So at a minimum, what you say is, the minyan shebechova kasher, the number of birds in the stuma. The number of birds in the stuma are kshirim the gabei chatot. And that's what the answer is. So there we get that you have two chatot that are kshirim. Now the same thing works with olah, and that's what the Mishnah says, v'chein olah. You have the same thing by an olah that gets mixed up with the chovah. This is the opposite scenario. Again, in a situation where you have the case, one olah flies into a case, whether it's four or six, whatever number of stumot that you have there, the number can minyan olot shebechovah. The number of olot that you have amongst the stumot, those will be ksherot, because you can bring at minimum that number of olot without being at risk. You can bring three olot and not be at risk of bringing something that's wrong. Beyond that, you can't do it, because then you will get into a fourth one, which out of the six there could be from the stumot, and you bring an olah, it should be a chatat. So minimum three are fine. But that's with the kohen who asked the question. On the other hand, if the kohen didn't bother to ask, and then he put half above and half below in a case where chovah shnayim be'olah, in a case where there are twice as many kinim as there are in the olah, meaning that you have, for instance, a case where you have two olot, kvuot, that fly into a two pairs of stumot. So you have two olot kvot, and then you have four birds that are making up the stumot. Six birds altogether. Again, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. Half of them being kasher, half of them pasul. You did half above, half below. Because at a minimum, of the three olot that he brought, two of those olot are kshirim. Because what is the possibility? He brought all three olot from the four birds that were stumot. Well, two of those are olot, so that'd be fine. At best, he got the other olah, one of the fixed olot as well, and then he got all three of the olot right. The chatat side of it, when he brings the three chataot, there are only two olot that are fixed. So if he brought three chataot, at minimum one of those chataot came from the stumot. And since one of those chataot came from the stumot, that one is good. So in that case, at least the minimum of two olot are okay, and one chatat is fine. And then the reverse scenario, where you have olah shnayim bechovah, we have four out of those six birds, four of them are olot mifurashot, kvot, and two of them belong to a kan stuma. In that case, a minyan shebechovah kasher. The half above, half below. Then the minyan shebechovah is kasher. The number of birds found in the stuma, which is two, are kasher, but they're all olot. There'll be two olot that at minimum are kasher. Because at minimum, when he buzz three amalo, three the mato, if he does all the kataot, say from the birds that flew in. So now he got three chataot are no good. So that's why there are no chataot here. But then the other three olot that he did, all three of those should be good. But there's a possibility that he did the three olot from the stumot. He did two olot from the stumot, and one olah from the poizavet. So in that scenario, one of them is problematic, because he brought a chatat as an olah. So therefore, at minimum, two olot are good over here. That's the minimum, or the worst case scenario, is they have two olot that are good. It's the opposite of the case of the Mishnah with chataot. Mishnah Vav, Haisha, Shamra. She says, Harei alai kain, kishelet zachar. I'm going to bring a pair of birds when I give birth. Yolda zachar. Sure enough, she gives birth to a zachar. Mevia shtei kinim. She's now chayevet to bring two kinim. One because she made a neder, and one because she's a yoledet. The yoledet has to bring two birds. Achat l'nidra, v'chat l'cholata. One for the neder that she made, one for the obligation of being. Nitanatan l'kohen. In this case, she gives them to the kohen. She gave them to the kohen, and she brought them all, let's say here, from Torim. She brought them from one min, she gave them out. Well, Queen Tzarech Lasot, Queen over here has to do Shlosh Predot Milamalan, three above, Vechat Milamatan, and one below, because her gain of the Neder is two olot. Her gain of Chovah is one chatat, one olah. That means you have three olot here, one chatat. Lo asa kain. Queen wasn't on the ball here, he didn't do this. Ella, asa Shtayim Lamalan and Shtayim Lamaton. He did two above and two below. Velo Nimlach. And he didn't ask. So now, how does she resolve this problem? That's true when you're talking about a minachat, and she has to bring one olah to make up for the olah that didn't work. Because what am I going to suggest here? What's the worst case scenario? He did half above and half below. The birds were never defined, and if they're not defined and they're all one min, then when the kohen puts two above and two below, that means that the two that he brought above were fine, because she didn't need, out of those four birds, two of them needed to be olot, and they were not defined, and he defines them as olot, that's fine. two of the birds below, one was fine because it was a chatat. The only thing he messed up was he brought one of the olot that should have been above below. So she brings one ola and she's fine. That's when it's done, mimin echad. If all of her birds were from the same species, they're all torim. Now, what happens mishnei minim? On the other hand, if she brought from two different minim, so she says, or basically the scenario is, she says, Arei alai keini meleid zachar. I am going to bring a pair of birds if I give birth to a zachar. Yoda zachar, she gives her the herb, mevi ashtei kinim, achad inura v'chad chuvata. Same thing again. Masotan, shlosh lamala v'chad lamata, same way as before. HaKohen didn't do this, he didn't ask, and he did two above and two below. The only thing is that she brought two birds that were Bnei Yonah and two birds that were Torim. So in this scenario, he did, and we know what he did, he put one of the Bnei Yonah above, one of the Bnei Yonah below, one of the Torim above, and one of the Torim below. In this case, Tricha Nahavi, she has to bring, in this case, Shtayim. She has to bring another two. She has to bring one Torah, Uben Yonah. And then she brings the Torah, Ben Yonah, to be on the Malo, Lashlimit Nidra, to fill out the Neder. Because in this case, we don't know which one was the Neder, and which one was the Chovah. So she brought Ben Yonah, and she brought Torim. By bringing Ben Yonah and Torim, both of them had Olot that were done the Malo, and then they had the Chataot that were done Lematan. Now, out of those two, one of the two Chataot was fine, one of them was problematic. But we don't know which one of these birds went for her neder and which group of these birds went for her chovah. So we assume that both of them were problematic in terms of they went for the neder.
It was all stumot.
They were all stumot, but you have two species in here. With spekulon, we don't know from the shnayim which one was karev rishona. Whichever went first was her chovah. Whichever went second was her neder. The kohen doesn't know which one he put on first. He doesn't know if he put on the bnei yonah or the torim. Which type of bird he put on first. So therefore, she's got to make up whichever birds went second. She's got to make up the olah from that grouping because one of them went as a chovah, should have been both olot. One of them he brought as a chatat instead of an olah. Since he brought one of the that went for the neder as a chatat, we're not sure which species that is. So she'll have to bring a Torah and a ben yonah as an olah to make up for the missing olah that would be the pair for the neder. Now, next case. Next case is mimin echad again. She brings from one min, but persha nidra. Over here, she defined what her nether was. She defined her nether, but she forgot what her nether was. She said, when I made my nether, I said either Torim or Bnei Yonah, but she doesn't remember. So what does she end up doing? She doesn't remember her nether here. And since she doesn't remember her nether, she should have to bring a pair of olot from the Torim and a pair of olot from Bnei Yonah. But instead, she just brings four birds. She brings four Torim. Now, out of those four Torim, one pair should be as an olah and a chatat to discharge her chuvah. And the other pair she bred as Olo to discharge her in Neder. In the case, Kohen doesn't ask any questions, he has half of them above and half of them below. In that case, she has to Tzavich Lavi Shlosh Predot. She has to make up three more birds here. Vit Garven Olamala Lashlimit Nidra. And she put them up above to fill out her Neder. Now when she brings the birds, she's going to bring one Ola from the Torim. Because out of the four birds that she bred as Torim, three of them were Ksherim. He did at least two above and two below. For the chovah, she discharged her obligation because she did the olah above and the chovah below. Done. In terms of the neder, they were supposed to be both olot. He did one of them as olah, one of them as a chatat. So therefore, now she has to make up for that chatat, so she brings another tor as an olah to make up for it. In addition to that, when she originally took the neder, she didn't remember which species she had specified. She had specified, but she doesn't remember. So now she has to bring two bnei yonah as olot to fulfill the remainder of her neder. And that's why she brings three birds here. One tor as an olah, and two, Bnei Yonah as an Olah, in order to fulfill her Neder. Now, same scenario, where she had defined in her Neder which species she would bring, and when she comes to bring it to the Kohen, she only brings four birds, but she brings two different species. She brings Bnei Yonah, and she brings Torim. And once again, scenario here is where the Kohen does half above and half below. So now what we need to do over here is we have to make up for what's missing. So again, we don't know, first of all, which birds he brought first as the chovah, and which he brought second as the neder. So that's going to present as a problem. So in addition to that, she also didn't fulfill her neder because she only brought one species of bird, and out of that one species of bird, only half of it was done correctly. So what she'll end up doing is bringing four birds. She'll bring four birds, two olot from the Bnei Yonah, and two olot from the Torim. Because then, Miman of Shach, she's covered her ground. So for instance, if the first case was the Kan Chovah was done with Torim, and the neder was done through the Bnei Yonah, then you'll make up, Ben Yonah was done as a chatat, you make up with one olah, plus you bring two torim as olot to make up for the fact that she has to discharge her obligation from the neder, which she didn't know which species she brought. And the other scenario, which was in the reverse. In the other scenario where they brought the Bnei Yonah first, they are the chovot, and then he brought the torim as the second grouping. Again, one of the torim is problematic, because the Kohen did one of those as a chatat, now he'll have to fill in that tor as an olah, and by filling in that tor as an olah, she's then discharge her obligation. But in addition to that, she has to bring two Bnei Yonah, because maybe that was her nether, was Bnei Yonah. So in order to do that, she brings four birds, two of them Bnei Yonah, two of them are Torim, all alone. And that way, Miman of Shach, she's discharged her obligation. Every scenario, she only needs three of those birds. She needs two of one species, plus one that got messed up, whichever was the second group that the Kohen brought. But since we don't know, we bring four birds of Olot in order to discharge her obligation. Now this is all in a case where she was Pirsha Nidra. On the other hand, where she was Pirsha Nidra and Kava Nidra. She defined what she wanted to bring, but she was Koveya her nether. And to be Koveya your nether means, whenever I bring my Chova, I'm going to bring my nether. She defined which mina I'm going to bring for my nether, and she wanted to be brought along with Chova. So in order to discharge her obligation over here, she brings the chuba, which is the chatat umah. She can bring that from whatever species she wants. Say she picked to bring it from Torim. To be yotze her nether, she has to now bring a pair of Torim and a pair of Bnei Yonah, because she doesn't remember what she defined, whether she said she was going to bring a Bnei Yonah or she was going to bring them from Torim. Therefore, she brings six birds altogether. That's what she should have done. Instead, she only brings four birds. Say she brought all Mimin Echad, she brought all Torim. So the Kohen goes ahead and does one pair as a chova, but he also does the second pair like a chova, an olah, and a chatat. There are two problems here. One problem is that her neder, she hasn't discharged her obligation because, number one, she didn't bring Bnei Yonah, and number two is, out of the torim that she brought, the Kohen did one lamata as a chatat. So she has to at least bring one olah from the torim to make up for the fact that the Kohen did it wrong. Plus, she has to bring two Bnei Yonah in order to make sure that she's discharging her obligation, if that's what she had said she was going to bring for her nether. But in addition to that, she has to bring another olah, and that olah is to be her chova. Because she said over here that kava nidra, that I'm going to bring it along with my chovata. So she'll have to bring an additional olah from the torim in order to be koveya her chova. So she'll bring one tor to be koveya nidra, to make up for what she brought before. Plus, she'll bring a pair from each of the Torim and the Bnei Yonah to be together with them. Because she needs to bring, basically, three olot in one shot. So when she brings the Tor, and the two Torim with it, and then the two Bnei Yonah along with it, she's sure that she got at least three olot together. That one olah of the Tor will go towards her chovah to be koveya nidra. And then the other two birds will discharge the obligation for Nidra. So that's what the Mishnah says over here. Kavad Nidra, Tzrichalot, Od, Chamesh, Predot. She has to bring five more birds over here, Mimin Echad. That's true when he did it one min, when she brought it to the Kohen. Mishnei Minim. On the other hand, if she brought from two different species, meaning that she brought a pair of Bnei Yonah and a pair of Torim, in that case, Tavi Shesh. Then she has to bring six birds to make it up. Because over here, we don't know which came first. Which came first, the Bnei Yonah or the Torim. Since she was Koveya Nidra, which means that she intends to bring three Olot together. Now, we don't know which one was her Chova, because the Kohen doesn't know which one he did first, and he did half above and half below. She brought only four birds here. She really had to bring six birds over here, one pair for her Chova, and then the other four birds would be from the two species to discharge her obligation. Instead, she only brought four, but she brought them from two different species. So now we don't know whether the Kohen put the Torim on first or the Bnei Yonah on first. So because of that, we don't know which ones are chovah. So she has to bring one olah from a tor and one olah from the Ben Yonah to stand in place of the chovah, the koveya nidra. Then, in addition to that, she has to bring for her neder, she has to bring two olot then from the torim and two olot from the Ben Yonah in order to make sure that with that chovah, she brings the pair that is her neder. So therefore, she'll bring six birds in order to make up or ensure that she has discharged her obligation in case where she was Koveya Nidra and Pirsha Nidra. Nitanatam the Kohen. So now, the last case is where she gave him to the Kohen, and she has no idea what she gave the Kohen. Then Halacha Kohen, Vasa. He went ahead and did it. Venu Yadua Masa. And he doesn't know what he did either. Tzricha Lavi Od Arba Predot Nidra. In that case, she has to bring four more birds for her Neder. Ushtayim lechovata, two for chova, v'chatat achat, and one chatat. So now, over here, maybe her nether was Bnei Yonah, or maybe her nether was Turim. So she has to bring a pair of olot from the Bnei Yonah, and a pair of olot from the Turim. There is a possibility that the Kohen did all of these birds, the mato. If that's the case, then now she needs to bring another olah to fill in for chova. Because she discharged the obligation with regards to the chatat, either a Torah or Ben Yonah, and now she has to bring a pair for that to discharge the obligation of her olat chovota. But in addition to that, we need to be koveya her chova. She might have a possibility where the Kohen did half of them the mala and half of them the mato. And we said before, he doesn't know which one he brought first. He doesn't know what she brought, and she doesn't know what she brought. So therefore, she'll have to bring one olah from the Torim, and one olah from the Bnei Yonah to be koveya nidra, in order to be the olah for kan chova. So as far as her kain chovata, she's discharged her obligation. Problem is that she now needs another bird to be koveya chovata, because over here, where she was koveya nidra, and she wants to bring those voluntary offerings along with the mandatory offering. So therefore, she'll have to bring a chova from each species, in case that was the species which from which she brought her chova. And these olot will stand in place of the chovot, because that way she'll end up with three olot together. Then she'll have to bring shayim lechovotah, and then in the end, a chatat achat. Because maybe the Kohen did kulan lamalo. He did all of the birds lamalo. So he'll have to bring one chatat. The chatat achat is because we don't know if he got it right. Kohen says he doesn't know what he put up, what he put below, he doesn't know what he did at all. There's a possibility that he put both above, and that means that the chatat was psula. So therefore she brings one chatat in order to replace the chatat that she's missing, possibly because he did it above. And that she can bring from anyone, any type that she wants. She can bring it from a tor or a ben yonah. And we don't have to worry what means she brings the chatat from, because now she's bringing an additional two olot. She's bringing an olah to make up for a chova, one from each species, and therefore, whatever the chatat is that she brings will match up with that olah, and we won't have to worry about it. So in summary here, according to the Chachamim, you bring two olot from each species in order to be yotzei yidei nidra. In addition to that, you bring one from each species for the chovata, because there are different possibilities or permutations about what the Kohen did. If he did all of them below, then she needs her olat chova, because she never had an olat chova. She only had her chatat and not an olat chova, and these will serve as her olat chova to match up with the chatat that the Kohen had done. If he did half above and half below, then already she's discharged her obligation with regards to her chova, but she needs these two birds now to be koveya nidra. But she said she wants to bring three olot in a row. If they're all done above, then she has to bring these olot, these shtayim lechovata, to match with the chatat that she's going to bring in the end. And these shtayim lechovata, even though we explained them as being different issues, they in the end function on multiple levels. That's because you can only have one of these three possibilities. Either all done above, all done below, or some above and some below. And therefore, shtayim lechovata will function in each of those scenarios to fill out what we need. Lastly, according to the Chachamim, if they're all done above, we need one chatat, which is kovat, the min for the olah, and the shtayim lechovata will match up with it in order to be the proper olah that goes along with the chatat over here. Ben Azai says she has to bring shtei chatot. Now, Ben Azai, we already saw back in Perek Bet, Mishnah Hey, because Ben Azai says, unlike the Chachamim, who says that the chatat is always koveya which species, Ben Azai says, whichever bird is brought first is koveya the species. And therefore, Ben Azai says over here, she has to bring two chatot. Because there's a possibility that an olah was brought from one species first, and now she has to make up for the chatat that she was missing. And that chatat, we don't know which species it's from, and therefore we have to bring a chatat from both species, because maybe he brought the olah first, and the olah is koveya what the chatat has to come from, and therefore you have to bring one chatat from a Torim and one chatat from the Bnei Yonah. Unlike the Chachamim, where we don't worry about the chatat is from, because she's bringing olot now, and the chatat is koveya, so the chatat's koveya, then the olot that are brought along with it, we're fine. But over here, where Ben Azai says the first bird that's brought is koveya, that means even if an olah was brought first, now you have to match up the chatat with that. So therefore, according to Ben Azai, you have to bring an additional chatat from with the other species that she didn't bring. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua says about this, Hu shamru, k'shechayich kolo echad, u'shemeit kolo shiva. When an animal's alive, it makes sound one way, through its mouth. U'shemeit, when it's died, you can take the parts of the body and make it into seven instruments. Ketzad kolo shiva, how do you get seven instruments from a dead animal? Shtei karnav, two horns, shtei chatzotzot, they can be trumpets. Shtei shokav, it's two thigh bones, can be shnei chalilim, they can be flutes. Oro, its skin can be used to for a drum. Me'av, its intestines can be used for a navel, which is a harp. And b'nei me'av, and the thinner parts of the intestines, they can be used for kinorot, for lyres. Ve'yishamim, apt marola techelet, and even its wool can be used for techelet. Nimshal here is that this woman, all she had to do was bring one keves leola and one bird lechatat. And now instead she's ending up, because of her neder and all her sfeikot and what the Kohen did, she's ending up bringing seven according to the Chachamim. And according to Ben Azai, she's ending up having to bring eight additional birds. The Chachamim don't count the Techelet because it's not really an instrument. On the other hand, Ben Azai includes it because the Techelet was used with the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol, which had the bells in it, which says, V'nishma kolo b'vo el HaKodesh, and therefore he counts that as making noise or some sort of musical instrument. Shemin HaKash Omer, Ziknei HaMaretz Kozman Shemazkinim Datam Mitarefet Aleim, as they get older, their minds become more feeble and less sharp. Shneamar, Misir Safa LeNehmanim, V'tam Zkenim Ikach, that Hashem takes away the speaking or the speech of those that are true to Him, V'tam Zkenim Ikach, and that the flavor of the Zkenim He takes away, meaning, takes away their koach hadibur and the koach of thinking from these kinim as they get older. It's not like that. They get brighter, their wisdom settles with them. Ishishim, and those that are older, that's where you'll find chokhma. Those older wise men, which are the Talmidei Chachamim, they will have orech yamim tvuna. As they get older and older, they'll have more understanding and more depth of understanding. Kinin is really, in the Mishnayot, the end of Seder Kodashim, and here they end off with Seder Kodashim, which is called in the Gemara in Shabbos, chokhma. The Seder of chokhma, here they end off with a nice memra about chokhma, as well as we know from the Mishnah Avot that kinim are gufei alachot, are some of the hardest things in Shas Mishnayot. And so here it says that the person who it delves into and is mamik in Torah, person gets wiser and wiser because these are the types of things that keep them active, and this type of knowledge is what makes the person as a Talmid Chacham get sharper and sharper and have deeper understanding as they spend more and more time with the Torah. Okay, we'll stop over here.